Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What's up, rock stars? Matt Johnson. We are back with a solo episode, and we're talking about solo episodes. So we're following up on our conversation about our weekly podcast formula and what that consists of. And in the last one, we dealt with the two influencer conversations we should be having each month, as well as the success story conversation we should be having every month. Now I want to turn the attention to solo episodes, which I believe should be the other 1 to 2 episodes each month, right? Because we're gonna pump out a content every single week on our podcast. So 52 episodes a year, there's going to be some months where that means there's 5 episodes going out. So that's why I say 1 to 2 of these per month. And I want to start with a fun fact. So when I was 3 or 4 years old, one of the things that I apparently did, I don't remember this, but my parents do, is that I would set up my stuffed animals in the form of a congregation, and then I would preach to them. Which sounds hilarious and still sounds a little strange to me. But when your dad's a youth pastor at the time, like, not that out of the ordinary. That's what I saw my dad doing on a regular basis. So, of course, I wanted to be like my dad. So what's funny is even now, the way that I look at marketing and business development is very much through that same lens, right? Even though I don't attend church anymore, I look at marketing and business through the lens of church and pastors. And whether we're religious or not, I think we can all agree that the institution known as the church is probably the best model on the planet for converting people to a new set of beliefs, mindsets, and changing behaviors. In fact, if you've ever driven by a Methodist church, you drove by a perfect example of this. So the Methodists were called that. They were named that. It was originally a derogatory, and then they kind of claimed it and decided to run with it. But they were called Methodists because of the methods, right? The habit-driven way that they carried out their faith. And if you were in kind of the Cool Kids Club, if you were a Methodist, then you were expected to follow their methods. If you didn't follow the methods, you weren't a Methodist, right? So they were very, very good at converting people to not only just new sets of beliefs or feelings, they converted people to a new way of living, new methods, new habits. Now, there's a lot more that I could say, and I'll probably have to do another episode on this another time, because that was a brilliant marketing move to embrace that term Methodist. And they've done, in fact, the Methodist Church is an interesting example of a bunch of different stuff that all applies to podcasting, which I'll probably get into on another video or audio. But in this one, I just want to focus on the function of a solo episode and what it's really doing for us in the bigger context of what our podcast does. Because so part of our formula is 1 to 2 solo episodes a month. And what it is us delivering our message to our audience. No guests, no interviews, no distractions, just straight talking to our audience and leading them. So why is it so critical that we publish these types of episodes? Well, if you think about the structure of a church and how one person leads a much bigger group of people, you'll see that a church is built around the Sunday service with a sermon. A solo podcast episode is our version of that. It's our sermon to it's our tribe, right? So we're building up a tribe of people around our podcast. These are people who tend to agree with us, or they start to agree with us. We start to convert them to our belief system. We start to change their mindset. We start to change their habits and their behaviors, especially if they end up taking the next step towards us and off of the podcast, they become full-on clients, or they buy our book, they buy our coaching, they buy our consulting, they hire us to do creative work for them, whatever, right? If they take that step closer, even more so, they become further and closer into our inner circle of the people that we can impact, right? So to me, that's how I look at a podcast. It's our way of delivering a message to our tribe and pulling them closer to us so that we can have more influence and impact on their life by solving a big, valuable problem in their life. So to me, it's like if you were running a church, it's okay to have guest speakers a couple of times a month. That's our influencer conversations. We talked about that. But at least once a month, I feel like our audience needs to hear from us. If you're running a podcast and you're the host and you have something to sell off of the podcast, your audience needs to hear from you at least once a month, if not twice. They need to hear you delivering the exact message that they need at that point to grow, to change, to transform. So how do we actually execute on this? So I hate general recommendations like, hey, we should just be a better leader. Like, Okay, great. What do I do with that? If it doesn't translate into something that's actually on our calendars or becomes part of our routine, I think it's probably not going to happen and it's really not very helpful, right? So what a solo episode, solo episodes require something of us as a leader. Doing a solo episode where we're delivering a message to our audience that they need to hear, it requires us to keep a kind of a finger on the pulse of our audience by talking with them. Whether that's the phone, it could be on social media, you could use messenger apps, voice messages on Voxer back and forth. There's a bunch of different ways to do it, but essentially we need to have real conversations with people that are in our audience who are listening to our podcast so that we know kind of what their questions are, what their sticking points, what their struggles are right now. That's the real on the ground intelligence we need to inform the solo episodes that we're going to put out. Now, one of the best examples of this is we have a client of our production agency named Greg Harrelson. And if you're not familiar with Greg, you should familiarize yourself with him because I love Greg. He's one of the best leaders I've ever encountered. And one of the things that he does is he's constantly talking to his people. So he has several offices in the real estate space in the Carolinas. They will sell over 2,000 homes this year and do way over $10 million in gross commissions. And he is one of the reasons that he's one of the best leaders I know is because he's in the trenches constantly talking to his people. He understands what they need. He understands the message that needs to be delivered for them to continue to change and transform and become better at what they do. And so not only does that inform his kind of in-person weekly messages that he delivers to his team, whether that's in the office physically or over a conference call, whatever, but he's delivering a message every single week to that group of people who works with him directly. But then he's also bringing the best of those and he's putting those out on the podcast, right? He'll re-record a version of that for a bigger audience. And he's able to get that on the ground intelligence, not only because he's talking to his own people, but also because he encourages people to reach out off of the podcast and message him. So he's talking to people in Facebook Workplace. He's talking to people on Facebook Messenger where he encourages them to submit questions. So he's getting a feel for what his audience needs. What are the questions they're dealing with right now? What are the sticking points and the obstacles they're hitting right now, right? That way he's able to deal with those things and bring a message to them in real time that will be genuinely helpful to where they're at right now. So that's what I mean by that. That's the best and highest use of solo episodes. You could use them for a bunch of different things, but the highest and best use is to deliver a message that they need to hear in this moment that will help them change, transform, evolve, and get the results that you promised them. So that to me, that's real leadership. That's the opportunity that we have with a solo episode where we speak directly to our audience is that we have a chance to lead them. Being a podcast host to me is more than just about putting out content. It's about leadership, right? It's not about just growing an audience of people who consume our stuff. It's leading people to a result they can't get on their own, right? It's the same reason why we sell our products and services. If we felt like people could get the results that they wanted without our help, why would we do what we do? Right? There must be a result and a promise that we're making, a result that we're selling where people are engaging with us and they're expecting to be led. And a podcast is our platform for leadership. And a solo episode serves very much the same function for our tribe and our audience as a weekly sermon does for a church audience. So think of it that way. A solo episode is your weekly sermon. Our audience needs to hear from us on a regular basis. That's why we publish solo episodes. That is the highest and best use of those types of episodes. So hopefully that helps. That fits into this rhythm of the weekly podcast, just relentless, consistent, weekly, week in, week out content that we're going to produce on the podcast. It's more than just putting out content. It is a platform for leadership. So use it. Use it to lead people to the results that they want to get that they can't get without us. All right. Thank you so much for listening, watching. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and attention as always. And we'll see you on the next one. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing. And I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.